The All-Pro teams are out, the Bears have signed Eddie Jackson for 4 more years, and Miles Sanders says he's playing Sunday. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Golich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 3rd. The NFL All-Pro teams were announced today. Some of the headlines: Lamar Jackson, of course, is on the first team All-Pro, but with only 47 out of 50 votes. The other three at QB went to Russell Wilson. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas and Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore were the only unanimous picks for the first team. Due to some strange quirks in the voting process, Christian McCaffrey made the first team as both a running back and in the flex position, and Derrick Henry did the same on the second team. Similarly, the Steelers' T.J. Watt made the first team as an edge rusher and the second team as a linebacker, so there were some interesting results today. Meanwhile, it was a big payday for Richard Sherman, who makes a $2 million bonus for being selected to the second team All-Pro at cornerback. You can go to SI.com to see the full team, first and second. A few other quick notes from around the league. The Bears signed Eddie Jackson to a 4-year, $58.4 million extension, making him the highest-paid safety in the league. The deal includes $33 million in guarantees. Jackson is 26 years old, a 2-time Pro Bowler, and a former All-Pro. Lions defensive coordinator Paul Pasqualoni stepped down Thursday after coaching one of the NFL's worst defenses in 2019. He was one of the first hires head coach Matt Patricia made in 2018. Offensive line coach Jeff Davidson has also stepped down during an offseason with some turnover in Detroit. And Ohio State defensive end Chase Young officially declared for the draft. Young was a Heisman finalist and won the Bronco Nagurski Trophy as the top defensive player in the nation. Many view him as the best prospect in the upcoming draft. If the Bengals take LSU quarterback Joe Burrow first overall, Young very well could join former college teammate Dwayne Haskins in Washington as the number 2 pick. And a couple injury notes for this weekend's wildcard games. Eagles running back Miles Sanders says he's playing on Sunday. Lane Johnson and Zach Ertz are hoping to return for Philly, but we won't know until a little closer to game time. Ertz still hasn't been cleared for contact after fracturing a rib and lacerating his kidney in Week 16. And the Vikings are short on cornerbacks, with Mackenzie Alexander out for Sunday and Mike Hughes placed on IR. So they've signed former Vikings defensive back Marcus Sherrills to return for the playoffs. This is now his third stint with the team. A reminder of this weekend's schedule: it'll be Bills at Texans, followed by Titans at Patriots on Saturday, and Vikings at Saints, followed by Seahawks at Eagles on Sunday. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL. Enjoy Wildcard Weekend.